to People Are Saying podcast. I'm your host, Sue Moretti Botson, and this afternoon I have Angelique Dawson with me. Angelique is a member of the board of directors for Neighbor to Neighbor, and you are also chairing its upcoming 50th anniversary celebration. Welcome, Angelique.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to begin by having the listeners get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
And this is what I know about you so far. Other than you're an incredibly nice and kind person, you are the founder of Angel Ventures, mm-hmm. a venture capital firm dedicated to supporting innovative startups and fostering entrepreneurship. Additionally, you are an attorney. It's evident that you have a very strong emotional tie to Neighbor to Neighbor. But I know there's so much more to Angelique Dawson than those highlights. So please share something about yourself.
Sure. So I am originally from New Jersey, born and raised, Jersey Strong. I grew up there and went to undergrad in New York City and never looked back. I started undergrad thinking I was going to get an MBA. My dad had his MBA. Both of my parents are immigrants. My dad's from Jamaica. My mom's Puerto Rican, but she grew up all over the world. And I was raised with a very, very strong sense of duty, obligation to your family, working hard. So I had to be a doctor or a lawyer or get an MBA. In between undergrad and law school, I lived in London for 2 years, and it changed my life. I think that when we travel and we experience things outside of ourselves, it really changes not only our frame of reference, but our appreciation for what we have and right. who we are as people. And I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to law school, went to law school, and I graduated law school in 2010, which wasn't exactly the nadir of the market, but it was pretty low.
Right.
So my third year of law school, I was like, I'm going to work on Wall Street. I did an internship, like literally in a boiler room type situation. I'm going to get my Series 7. Through a lot of luck, I met a woman who changed my life. Her name is Rosemary Finelli. She gave me my first opportunity at what was called a consulting firm. It was called Council Works. And in 2010, Dodd-Frank came out. And Dodd-Frank ensured that all hedge funds and private equity firms had to register with the Securities and Exchange Commission for the first time.
Right.
And when I first started, I mean, nobody really knew what that meant, not even the lawyers doing it. And she was an attorney. And I say she changed my life, yes, professionally, but she also informed what I wanted to do in terms of giving back and women. Mm-hmm. So I started at this firm doing compliance manuals for hedge funds, which is not very sexy. And when I joined, we had something like 8 clients. We were just getting started. And I learned almost every facet of that business. And through her generosity and belief in me, I became the director of business development. All that meant was I was literally in charge of pitching, you name it, every major hedge fund or private equity firm, like 6 months out of law school on our services.
How old are you at this point?
24, 25. Okay. And I shared with you a little bit that I have background on TV and on the stage. Right. And so for me, it was like exciting to get to present right. in front of, you know, a
right.
boardroom.
Right.
And she saw that in me. And she saw that I was good with people, and I never saw myself as a salesperson.
Right.
And I was able to negotiate our contracts and saw this business grow from one office in New York, ultimately to offices nationwide. Was lucky enough to go to help out with our San Francisco office, our Dallas office, all the offices that we opened. And then fast forward 2016, our business was purchased by Duff & Phelps, huge company, and as you can imagine, that changed everyone's life. And I'm a big believer. I'm very religious. I'm Catholic. I'm a big believer in there are no accidents. Mm-hmm. I think that things happen for a reason. The day before we announced our acquisition by Duff & Phelps, so my office on 51st and Madison, I was just happened to be at the ATM on 52nd and Park, right by the Chase ATM, by the Racquet Club. And I start talking to this guy at the ATM. Long story short, he connects with me on LinkedIn. It's my husband. We meet at an ATM. He worked on 53rd and Madison for 7 years. We never met. We meet at the ATM. Fine. I meet my husband, and he's self-made 100% from Brooklyn, first person in his family to graduate from college, hard worker, private equity guy, worked his tushy off his whole life. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, he saw in me what I didn't see in myself. And I remember him saying to me, you have all your money in a TD bank account? No, you need to invest it. You know what I mean? Right. Like just teaching me about life. So fast forward, we get married in 2019. So 2019 was a huge year for us. We got married. So I have 5 stepkids. My oldest stepdaughter graduated from high school. My youngest stepdaughter's graduated from preschool. My mother-in-law turned 80. Like all these things happened. My oldest stepson got married. Amazing. 2019, 2020 happens and the world.
Pandemic.
Just stops. And so we live in Tribeca. And then we had what was our weekend home here in Old Greenwich. And my husband's been in Old Greenwich since 1993. We bought a house together a year before we got married in Lucas Point, and we love it there. And my husband and I were all of a sudden together 24/7. And I was really inspired to do something for myself. And when you are raised by immigrants and your whole life is you have to do this or you have to do that or you have to, you know. And it was the first time I realized I could do something that wasn't, you know, traditional. And I met this woman named Jeannie Grabowski. She worked with Melissa Wood Health. She's worked with a lot of people. And she helped me think about Agile Angel Ventures. And my passion is fitness. When I'm here, I'm at HotFit, I'm at SoulCycle, I love fitness. Mm-hmm. And I truly do believe in the ability for a fitness to transform your life. And she said, you know, that could be a thing. Like you could just invest in women. And while, you know, we have passively invested in a few things, grocery store, a restaurant, things like that, I realized, wow, there is more to than just giving people money. You can talk to people about, you know, how to start a business.
Right.
And not to get off on too much of a tangent, but I have to tell you something that really stood out to me. I can tell you exactly how many companies I pitched because when the company was purchased, we had to outline every agreement. So I pitched over 1,200 hedge funds, let's call it, or private equity firms. And in the process of doing that, I probably met only 2 women, maybe. And by 2 women that were in a position to. And while I was working, we came up with this idea because we'd have people call us and say, I can't tell you where I'm calling you from, but I want to start my own hedge fund. And it would pop up on my caller ID, Goldman Sachs. Like, we know you're calling from Goldman Sachs. And the guy would be like, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to start my own hedge fund. My lawyers told me to call you. Versus when you would meet a woman, she would say, she would have everything lined up. And she'd say, but I probably can't do this because I've never done it on my own. And that for me was the impetus, you know, really focusing on women in the fitness space and helping them not just, yes, great. It's great to write somebody a check. But really think about how to scale their business. Think about, okay, I have this one business. What does it mean if I have one in Old Greenwich? Maybe I want to do one in Darien, or I have one in the city and I want to.
Right.
And just thinking about that. And even if the answer is I keep my own business, it's empowering women to make their own decisions. So that's where that came from. And it's been really cool for me to meet, I mean, literally everyone from Dana at Townhouse, who I am a huge support, I love her, to just, you know, the gals that run Kaya to, you know, it's amazing to me locally,
right,
the people that you meet, because we have so much talent in this town. And, you know, it's been mind boggling to me since I've been here full time. Now, we were just coming out on the weekends, COVID happened, we're here full time now. And one of my husband's best friends from Harvard Business School's name is Andrew Shapiro. His wife is one of my closest friends, Kristen. And she is, we all have those people in our lives that, you know, it's like, if you don't like Kristen, you probably hate like puppies and babies. Like, she's just one of these people you, right, just want to hug all
she's
the time.
She's likable.
Like, and she's kind and loving. And she was always volunteering for Neighbor. And she'd say, oh, I need cans, or I need this, or I need that. And I want to say it was 2022-ish. She said, I'd love for you to think about being on the board. And I said, you know, I want to understand more about Neighbor. And she said, you should volunteer. And I have to say it's been one of the most transformative things since COVID that's happened to me is being involved in Neighbor. Everyone that I meet through Neighbor, and I'm talking about the clients, the people that come in,
right. They
are grateful, happy, kind. I always say to people, if you're having a bad day, go volunteer at Neighbor.
Right.
Go to a soup kitchen.
Appreciative.
Go to a food pantry. What shocked me is, and even my friends in Lucas Point, and as you can imagine, post-COVID, there are a lot of people like me that
know
Greenwich, but know Greenwich because they know what it is, but they don't. And people are like, oh, they must help people in Stamford or like, no.
Right.
It's only in Greenwich. And it's, you know, when you go to volunteer, the people that you meet are everything from single moms to veterans to seniors. People have had homes in this town for 30 years. And they simply, and remember, in order to qualify for Neighbor, you have to go to the Department of Health. You have to be, These are people that are really in need.
Right.
And it's so amazing.
I think it's Department of Human Services.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So let's pause for a minute.
Sure.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
You've given me a lot.
Yeah. I'm a talker.
It's good. So am I. So the first thing I want to say to you is one of my favorite sayings is coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous.
Mm.
And I'm a really big believer in that because I don't believe there are coincidences. And I think that you and your husband met at that ATM for a reason. It's kind of similar how I met my husband.
No way.
Too, just a lot of things had to happen for us to have met.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a coincidence.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing I want to point out of what you said is about this mentor. What was her name again?
Rosemary Finelli.
Okay, so Rosemary saw something in Angelique that Angelique did not know you had inside of you, right? And clearly your husband did too.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw the potential and then empowered you. And one of the things that I love about nonprofit work, and you know I've been in nonprofit work for over two decades now, is the connections that you make with mentors who inspire you, and then your own ability to be that person for someone else.
Yeah.
Because that is, it's one of our responsibilities now, right?
Truly.
To be that person for someone else. And it doesn't have to be someone younger.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, it could be an older, someone who's older than you or someone who's your peer. But we all have that ability to inspire and hold somebody else up. And we should. And and thank you for doing it because I know that you really believe in it and you live your life that way. Okay, so let's go back to you moved now to Greenwich full time.
Yeah.
You forged this wonderful relationship with Kristen Shapiro, who's now introduced you to Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up here in Greenwich and so did my parents, actually.
So cool.
There is this sort of misnomer. It's not sort of. It is a misnomer about Greenwich, Connecticut. When I went to school in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, that's where I went to college, and there were a handful of us from Greenwich. And a lot of the people at Gettysburg College came from the main line, Philadelphia or Jersey, right? What, Exeter are you?
Yes.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And they hear you're from Greenwich, Connecticut, and they think, oh, that's an affluent, wealthy community. And certainly this is an affluent, wealthy community. But what people don't understand is the diversity that we have here. And I mean economic diversity, because they're really, it is huge, right? So it is 20% of Greenwich Public School children are on free and reduced lunch, okay? Like, just think about that. That is crazy.
Crazy.
So when people think, does a town like Greenwich, Connecticut really need a food pantry?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is resounding yes, right? And many other affluent communities could benefit from the services that Neighbor provides.
Yeah.
So you get hooked into Neighbor first by volunteering, correct? And then you join the board. And tell me how that has been so far.
It's been so transformative for me because it's my first experience doing anything work-like that's in the nonprofit.
Right.
And, you find that the skills are immediately transferable, whether it's working with our fund development team to think about ways to get neighbors' message out. I did a Pitch Your Peers over the fall. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Nina. She's amazing.
Love her.
And, you know, presenting in front of a room of women for the first time. I had just joined. And I have to say that every member of the board, I am one of the newer members by far, I think is my third year on the board. And to a T, I mean, everyone has been not only welcoming, but they love Neighbor and they have a passion for the work that we do. And as most hopefully who are listening to this know, Neighbor, we have the new facility behind Christ Church. But before that, we were just operating out of Christ Church. Ironically, my mother-in-law, who, another coincidence, we had the same birthday, my mother-in-law and I, which I found out on our first date, my husband's my first date, was a volunteer for Neighbor for 10 years.
Oh, interesting.
In Christ Church basement, sorting the clothes and what have you. And what impresses me, so our honorary co-chairs this year are Lori and Alan Jackson. As you know, they've been involved, not just on the board, but been involved for years and years and years. Right. And 2 years ago, Alan did our text to give, like the auction, and it was phenomenal. And you realize that the people that have been on this board, whether they're on or off, are so committed to our cause, to our mission. And many of these people still volunteer, have a relationship. I mean, we had a woman who sadly passed away that volunteered at Neighbor for decades and decades. And so even if they didn't end up on the board, right. I have found that the people that are on this board are really committed and really care about our community and are so driven to help our clients. And it's beautiful. And it makes me want to, you know, when I walk in there, small aside, and I'm, you know, if you're volunteering, if anyone here goes listening to this goes to volunteer, you have a list of food that, you know, let's say you're a family of four, or a family of two, you get a different. I can't tell you how many times someone is entitled to a quart of milk and they're like, I don't need it because I already have. I want to make sure someone who needs it has it.
Right.
Like, come on. It makes like make sure the things you're going through, your husband's annoying you that day. Right. You're like, no, I don't have problems. Right. Like, it's right. Amazing.
You know, I had Karen Royce on.
Yes. Right?
Karen and I know each other originally from Junior League. And I always have thought of her as, I call her a Jedi Knight, right? Because in the Junior League world, like Karen, Lynn Lowry, Susan Walforth, these are Jedi Knights to me.
Mm.
And I was telling Karen years ago, and this is when the operation was in the basement of Christ Church, and also they had the food, clothing, the food and clothing. My youngest son, I want to say he maybe turned 12.
Yeah.
And so he was in middle school and his birthday's early February. And we did a joint birthday party with him and two of his buddies. And the moms, we said, you know what, you don't need another Power Ranger.
Right.
Okay. So just came off of Christmas.
Right.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have this joint birthday party and we're going to ask for donations to Neighbor in lieu of gifts. And we filled up our SUVs after the birthday party and we had the boys come with us over to the food pantry so that they could see firsthand themselves what impact they were having, because there were clients shopping at the time.
Yeah.
And it's, again, for a town like Greenwich, I think it's so important to have our children and our residents be aware of that and acknowledge that, but then to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about this event that you are sharing. So it's the 50th anniversary celebration of Neighbor to Neighbor, which is absolutely incredible. And it's taking place on April 24th at the Hyatt in Old Greenwich. And you have a renowned chef who is your feature speaker. Tell us about Marcus. How did you hook him? And he has a really interesting past and very inspiring. So tell us about Marcus.
So I just want to say we are so incredibly grateful to have Marcus Samuelson. I know of him through Top Chef, but I'm sure we all know of him in different ways. I was not aware how philanthropic Marcus is in Ethiopia. He has his own, you know, nonprofit. But beyond that, Marcus is ironically, we have an apartment in Tribeca. I was walking towards the World Trade Center this weekend, and there's this huge picture of Marcus, and Marcus is opening, he must be opening something downtown. And I was telling my husband, not only does Marcus walk the walk, talk the talk, he walks the walk. So when he opened, so he's got the Red Rooster, he opened the restaurant in downtown, and he wanted to make sure that the people that he employed were people that represented the community. So he had people of color, women, what have you, in important positions. And Marcus is a rare fusion of someone who's talented, philanthropic, and also who really actually cares. So when we reached out to his people, and literally a board member just reached out, that's how we got him, he said yes immediately. And we try to, because it's neighbor to neighbor in food, we always try to have some sort of a chef. It's a
connection,
good. Yep. And Karen Royce, I agree with the Jedi. Mm-hmm. She is... she reminds me, my husband has a lot of experience on Wall Street, as we know Karen does. Mm-hmm. And she reminds me so much of my husband. She's very direct. She's very to the point. She's very smart. And I love her dry sense of humor. And Karen, I have to say, when you have someone like that on the board who is just so well respected in the community, it does a lot for, of course, Marcus is going to say yes, but then it's everyone else that's going to participate. Right. Bonnie's participating. Bonnie is going to be our MC. We've got Jen Denali as accepting our award. Right. I have to say, having someone, an A-plus lister like Karen, as I think she's A-plus lister in Greenwich,
right.
It helps. And I have to say, we've spoken with Marcus's team, I don't know, a handful of times. They are so accommodating, so excited. But he himself is so interested in speaking to our community and meeting the people in our community because he gets it.
Right.
And everyone that I've invited, you know, they're excited to meet Marcus. But when you read the bio that we have on our website, you realize he's more than just the guy on Top Chef.
Right.
And that is, to me, what this is all about. Because we realize that part of nonprofit and volunteering in this way, it's about the connections that you make. And
totally.
You know, now I'm donating to Marcus's cause. I want to go to his event. Like, you know, I want to understand more about what he's doing. And, you know, we all are so blessed in so many different ways, even if it's not money. We're all blessed with different. But when you do have the ability to give and you have these relationships, I want to share them. And, you know, one of my closest friends who's coming, she's very philanthropic in New York. She wants to have Marcus come to her. You know,
right.
It's Giveness, when you're giving, it begets giving, it begets giving. It's beautiful.
100%. And yeah. So inspiring.
Yes.
So inspiring.
Yes.
All right, let's rewind back to Lori and
Alan. Yeah.
So I know Lori also through Junior League.
Yeah.
And when I was president, she was the sustainer chair. So she was in charge of all the sustainers, which is not an easy job, I have to tell you. And she did it beautifully.
Yeah.
And she it's so nice to have an incredible sounding board when you have a problem, when you have a question, when you have an issue. I, you know, always could call her, and she's so level-headed and kind of matter-of-fact.
Yeah.
It, like, just was a nice,
I love that,
help and safety net for me, that I knew I had somebody there like that to lean on. And so she has been involved with Neighbor for a number of years. And so how did you get her to say yes? Because Lori and Ellen, really, they fly under the radar.
Yes.
Okay, they
that's
really
a great
do.
Question.
And they're not, you know, they don't seek out attention at all.
Yeah.
So how did you get her to say yes to this?
So you clearly know Lori pretty well, because you're right. She's flies on the radar. Lori is probably one of the smartest people I've ever met. She can walk into a room and decipher and distill the issue in like 3 seconds.
Right.
And she's very, to your point, very straight.
Yep.
She's also one of the most compassionate, kind, giving people I've ever met. She wants to always help in any way she can. And I have to say, it was the 50th and Alan was a president. There's some people, and we've all been on board, some people who, and that exactly what you said, it's not just that they fly under the radar, because she does. The amount of things that Lori does for Neighbor that no one will ever, I can't tell how many times I go to Neighbor to drop something off and she just happens to be there doing something else.
Right.
Or she's the first person to raise her hand and say, yeah, I'll help with the tickets, or I'll do this, or I'll She is all in. And she really cares. And it's because of people like her that Neighbor is where it is.
Right.
And putting their names as honorary co-chairs really does help. Obviously, everyone supports them, but people know who they are. And if Lori puts her imprimatur on it, people want to join. And ironically, my husband has known Lori forever. And he said to me, she's just really, really smart. And I hate to say this, and the nicest way I can say this is, you know, when I first moved here, coming from New York and being go, 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 I kind of thought that it would be hard to meet people. I thought it'd be hard to meet people that I'd align with.
That you connect with, yes.
And it's so amazing to be around smart people
right.
who are down to earth, you can have a conversation with. I had my own preconceived notions of Greenwich
right.
that, you know, I never would have met Lori if we weren't here. And she is a superstar and very humble, you know, and yeah. So I think they really wanted to be involved also because of the 50th and, you know, having Karen involved, and Karen, that helps too. So
100%. Let's talk about the third person that is involved in this, and I want to know how you got her to say yes too, and that's Jen Donnelly.
Yes.
Because talk about someone who flies under the radar and who is an absolute powerhouse. She's an absolute powerhouse.
Yes.
So how did you get her to say yes,
yeah.
to accept this acknowledgement?
Yeah. It's so funny because when we thought of the Good Neighbor Award, I want to say we had 15 people in the room on the board, and she was everyone's first choice.
Wow.
And I've been on the board for...
That speaks volumes.
Volumes. I've been on board 3 years, and many people have been involved with Neighbor for decades. And her dedication, devotion when it comes to volunteering, coming in, you know, on weekends when she didn't, you know, someone who is 10 fingers, 10 toes, devoted. And when one of our board members reached out and said, we would love to have you. And to your point, not only does she fly under the radar, I think she wants her, you know, I don't think she wants to be acknowledged for, you know, ego reasons. She, she really does care and really is. And she has been responsible for so much at Neighbor when it comes to donations. And we couldn't quantify the tons of food that our clients have received because of her.
Right.
And she is, and to have her for our 50th, she was, there wasn't even a second.
Have you given this award before? No. This is the inaugural year.
This is the inaugural year. Yeah,
it's very special.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's also, it's, you know, it's funny because people say, well, where do you see Neighbor in the future? You know, it's 50 right. years. And you're like, well, we would hope that you'd never have to, you know, right. you don't want there to be.
Right.
But if there is, we want more people like Jen.
Of course.
We want people like Karen and Lori.
Think of what she's doing at Greenwich Country Day. So yeah. It's a Center for Public Good. Is that what
yes.
it's called?
Yes.
And she is inspiring a whole generation of young people,
yeah,
right, who are going to be our future,
yeah,
and hopefully carry this on. Hopefully, to your point, there will be a point where that at some time we won't need Neighbor to Neighbor the way that it is needed now. I mean, I think the pandemic definitely, right, threw up, changed things,
sure.
And brought to light really the big need that we have here. What would you want people to know about Neighbor that they may not know? Obviously, there's the food pantry, but yeah. there are other things that Neighbor
yes.
does. So tell the listeners what other things Neighbor does that you would want them to know about.
Yeah. So this actually dovetails kind of with Jen. A very dear friend of mine had a son that just started at Brunswick, and another friend has two kids at First Presby. And both said to me, aside from giving food, what can I do? And one thing people don't know that Neighbor does is we have an essentials room where, you know, everyone from the Cohen family to Under Armour has donated backpacks and, you know, sweatshirts and things for kids. What is actually really helpful, and both of these friends have been instrumental in their own communities and in their own schools, starting food drives. So for example, right now we're hoping for Easter, where, you know, eggs, as we all know, are very expensive. A number of independent schools, including Sacred Heart, are, you know, asking for eggs for Easter. Starting specified food drives, whether it's sometimes we need milk or we need cereal or we need peanut butter, it's remarkable for us to be able to go to Brunswick or GCDS or Sacred Heart and say, hey, and people act like that. And one thing that we've toyed with, and I think that we're going to move forward next year, it's actually Julie Grace Burke is our at Compass is one of our top is our lead sponsor, and she had said, and it's something we thought about having, almost like a young neighbor to neighbor parents club, meaning a lot of these preschools, whether it's First Presby or Christ Church, the parents want to get involved, but the kids are kind of young. It's not creating an opportunity for people like that to volunteer and getting them together before the kids even enter the independent schools, or, you know, they're in kindergarten or whatever. What we're trying to do now is really focus on the next generation, and not just, we have a lot of student volunteers, which is amazing, but getting the parents who are new to the town involved. And I can't tell you how many people who live near me in Lucas Point who are blown away,
right,
that neighbor to neighbor only helps Greenwich, and they're like, what do I do? And if anyone listening to this is interested in volunteering, call us. We will put you to work. But we always need help when it comes to volunteering. And to the extent that you're interested, anyone's interested in organizing in their community, in their school, their neighborhood, we're always open for donations. Because what people don't realize is, this is one thing it's important for people to understand, we don't get all of our food for free. We have to buy a lot of our food. And the proteins, the chicken, the cheese, the milk, that stuff's expensive. And it's expensive for us too.
Right.
So to the extent that people are interested and can, you know, organize specified food drives, that's always helpful.
That's really great. So I'm going to, when I post this, yeah, and this will post next week.
Awesome.
I will link in, you know, I will link to the Neighbor to Neighbor website, which is www.ntngreenwich.org.
Yes.
I always have to look. But, and on that website, you will find all this information, but also a link to tickets.
Yes.
For your event, which again is Thursday, April 24th at the Hyatt, mm-hmm, in Greenwich. What time does it start? It
starts at 5:30.
Okay. And the 5:30 would be a meet and greet with Marcus. That is before.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is take a departure from the typical event in town. And to be frank, we're in the thick of the season by April 24th.
Right.
What we've done in the past, as you know, is a luncheon. This year we're doing heavy cocktails too, if you want.
Yeah.
We'll have the conversation with Marcus, and then we're done by 7:30, 7:45. So if you want to go out with your friends afterwards, right, we find that that's kind of a refreshing new way to do it. And it's nice because you can get what you want. And then if you want to go out with your friends afterwards, it's great.
I love it.
Strolling supper.
I love it. It is a great idea.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
I just want to express gratitude. I'm all about journaling and gratitude. And I really want to express gratitude for everyone. There are so many people that don't even tell me they're donating, whether it's money, food, or whatever. Gratitude for that. And for you, thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really grateful to spread the message. So
one of the reasons why I started this podcast was to highlight nonprofits, mm-hmm, and the impact that they have. I have a big heart for nonprofits, and I've learned so much about nonprofits I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So I've already had Karen Royce on, as you know, but I really wanted to get to know you better. And so thank you for joining. And this is one of my favorite parts about nonprofit work, is that you get to connect with people that you normally would not connect with. We live on opposite ends of town.
Yeah.
Our children are different ages. So I never would have met you
totally
otherwise. Yeah. And I remember meeting you at a neighbor lunch
a few years ago
that you chaired. Yeah. I think you were the co-chair then. Mm-hmm. Were you co-chair or you
with
were
Maria? Chair? I think, yeah, yes. Maria Kelly Stevens. Yes,
yes, yeah. At Greenwich Country Club, yeah. And I looked at you and I thought, wow, this is a really incredible human, and you have an amazing heart.
Thank you.
Really, truly amazing heart.
So ditto.
I thank you. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.